That makes you really stressed.
That makes you really tense. You never know if they're honking at you or at somebody else. So, if I'm driving, got my hands on the steering wheel, got someplace to go, what do I do not to be tense?
First of all, relax your shoulders in front and in back.
Huh. So, go ahead.
Oh, my spine just cracked all the way down where I did that.
It's like it makes, lets go of your neck, which lets go of your whole spine. Also, you were telling me about having to being able to find your hips, come up over your sit bones and for your hips, so that things, your pelvis kind of drops down into the
Yeah,
seat.
it just helps to find your hips, and then because when I'm driving, my shoulders pull up, so then that gives you a sense of going back down.
Your shoulders actually, when you're sitting and driving and somebody's honking at you, can pull up so much they actually pull your butt off the seat. So it's really nice to reverse that. So you're back. Okay, so what's another thing we can do with our shoulders because we feel them tense?
All right, we can let our arms go down.
Yeah, from where? Like if I'm holding onto the steering wheel, do I have to be gripping it so hard?
No, you can let the elbows come down. It makes them feel free to move.
You can actually move your arms when you drive. If you
Might
watch
be a little important,
other
maybe.
people doing it, there, it's everybody's so stiff. We're all so stiff. Okay, so if we let our elbows go, and what do we do with our hips again?
Just let them down. Like, it feels as if sometimes I'm sinking all the way down the seat on my sit bones, like those little rockery things.
They're like little bony rockers at the base of the pelvis. Kind of an amazing design. And actually, even as I watch you play with that, I can see a difference that you kind of end up relaxed and long in your body and not all tightened up. And then what about legs? Because legs get really tight when we drive and we're using them to brake and to accelerate.
Well, I'm weird, so I bring my left leg up and I rest my foot since it's more comfortable by it's kind of like the tent thing in The Last of
It's
Us.
like the lie down. You do the lie
Yeah.
down when you drive. That is weird.
Or also I could just like rest my heel with my leg out and it puts more balance in my heels, not my heels, my hips, because my heels are rested. But also by resting my heels I can move even my right foot from one pedal to the next with ease.
So it frees you up because you have the stability. One of the things about the Alexander work is we're connecting our awareness through our neuromuscular system all the way out to the ends of our limbs, like to our heels and to our fingers and to the tops of our heads. And when we do that, everything works better. It's like the body runs on awareness. It needs us to do that. Otherwise, we're just holding on. Then there's one more thing that is so critical when we drive. It's obvious, but almost all of us do it wrong when we get stressed out. What do we do?
We zone out with our eyes when we drive. We're just fixed on one thing almost.
What's the alternative? What would you ask for if you were doing Alexander Technique while you drive? What do you want instead?
Look around.
And I challenged you one time to go to red lights and look around. And what do you see at a red light?
Everyone just sitting there, not moving at all. Except for the kids. They're all moving around
Waving at you.
yeah, so now whenever I'm at a stoplight, I make sure to like be moving or moving my head around.
Make contact with the kids. And
Exactly.
where do you think the adults are? What are adults doing?
Thinking about, oh, I gotta go to the grocery store and then I gotta go do this and I have to pick up all the kids.
Right, I gotta do this and I gotta do that. And I think actually even teenagers do that. You just have,
Sure.
oh my God, I have to go write the paper and oh, I've told so-and-so I'd meet her. And our minds are off doing that. And believe it or not, our muscles actually fire as though we were off doing those things. So we get so tense. Our muscles, our bodies are on overdrive. Rather
That's
than just kind of
ridiculous.
looking around and
Yeah.
saying, I'm at a red light, I can chill. Okay, back to that little joint where the skull rests on the top vertebra of the spine. What's good? What's important about that?
It's our primary control. The way I think of it's where the end of the brain meets the spinal cord, and it's right in the middle of your head and goes right down into the middle of the spine.
And so it's right up at the center of your head. And what's the movement we have up there?
A nod.
It's a little nod, isn't it? It's not real big. It's not like I'm dropping my head forward, like in yoga. All right. And what's weird is, if we just sit here and do that, I feel like when that starts to move, my eyes get alive and I get more alert.
Yeah, so then we're not thinking about all those things that we have to be doing.
That
We're
tenses us
just
up.
concentrating on driving.
You're kind of just bringing yourself back from all that other stuff to our bodies, which are neutral. It's like we have feet,
We have knees.
You got all these parts. And they move together really easily, but...
only if you're aware of it, and it takes awareness.
It takes awareness. You have to think about it.
Yep.
Or if you're stressed, there's like a car horn.
Like that.
It can help you collect yourself a little bit.